We chose to analyze the characters Desdemona and Emilia. Desdemona, how did emotion play a role in your actions?
In the book Othello, emotion played a role because of the emotion I showed towards Othello. I also was very faithful in times I shouldn't have been, and I took the blame for a lot of things that I didn't do.
When's the example of a time that you shouldn't have been faithful?
An example of a time I shouldn't have been faithful was when Othello accused me of cheating on him because of things all the other characters were saying to him about me that weren't true. Amelia, you said you don't always have to be faithful in times like this. How did emotion affect the way you felt about that?
I said that because I feel like I was constantly betrayed by Iago and he wasn't always faithful, and I feel as if he didn't deserve what he was going to gain from deceiving people, and I wanted the truth to get out about what he did. Desdemona, how did the characters use ethos, logos, and pathos to deceive you as well as other characters?
Othello used pathos on me because he called me a whore, and that hurt my feelings, and I'd never been anything but faithful to him. Amelia, how did the other characters use ethos, logos, and pathos to deceive you?
I think that my husband used ethos to appeal to Othello by building his credibility and making himself seem trustworthy as if he would never do anything to harm him or anyone else, and he was just in the best interest of Othello.
Can you go more into depth about how you think he built his credibility and how it worked?
He built his credibility by constantly telling Othello things about how he was trustworthy and would never deceive a man, and how a man should never be anything but what he appears to be. And I think that worked on Othello because he wanted to believe Iago and thought they were friends and couldn't even imagine what, like, deceiving was going on. Desdemona, do you think there was any way that you could have avoided your ultimate death?
I personally do not think I could have avoided my death because I said everything that I could have to Othello and I was honest with him, and he still did not believe me after I was really honest with him.
I think the only way that I would have been able to stop her death was if I had found out earlier what had happened and been able to tell everyone that Iago was just deceiving them to get what he wanted. I think the only way that I would have been able to stop her death was if I had found out earlier what had happened and been able to tell everyone that Iago was just deceiving them to get what he wanted.